Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he scatters. I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrews.
Born in Tennessee.
I am a Hebrew, born in Arkansas.
I am a Hebrew, I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew, I was born in Indiana.
I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew です。日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea, nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew from West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Lane.
We are Hebrews.
Hello, my sister.
Hallelujah. Greetings from the straight and narrow path. The Straight Way Truth bless y'all. I'm Sister Ashley. Thanks for listening. I'd like to thank our Father that you have found us, that you have come across our show, that you have maybe introduced or met our shepherd that we all follow, that you know one another. Hallelujah. I'm a housewife. I'm a mom of three. As I said, my name is Ashley, Ashley Bell. You can find us live every fifth day evening. That would be Thursday night. I should say sixth day evening. That's Thursday night, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thursday night, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Some of you are listening to us live now, but I like to give that announcement every once in a while to those who ask in the comments of our Straight Up Help Meets YouTube channel. Hallelujah. I would like to also thank my mother of Israel, a selected mother, Mother Jennifer. Mother Jennifer Carswell, welcome again to the show. Mother, can we get a sound check? Bless you.
Bless you, Sister Ashley, and blessings to you all, daughters of Zion. It is an honor to be here with you all tonight. Thank you for tuning in. I'm excited about the show that we have planned tonight. I pray that everyone can hear me. I can hear you very well, Sister Ashley. I appreciate you having me on, and I think we are ready to move forward.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Thank you. Sound checks are good. We got tens in the sound room. So I'm sitting in a very comfortable chair in the tabernacle. I have a screen in front of me that allows me to see everyone who has called in tonight. I get to see all your phone numbers. If you want to call in live, we're opening it up tonight. The guest call-in is going to be 310-982-4226. All right, so you'll call in. Maybe you're listening to us through the computer. It is blogtalkradio.com/straightway. That's how you find us on the computer. So either way, whether you're listening by phone, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Or if you're in the chat room tonight, I really want to thank everybody who follows us so closely. Thank you for everything you've ever given. I'd like to thank the Father for answering my prayers for the fruit in my life, for forgiving me, for the blood of Jesus that I do not despise, that I do not reject, for allowing me to understand his word. I would also like to thank my covenant keeper, hallelujah, my husband, for following Jesus so closely, you know, for taking heed to the words that is preached, and for showing me how to submit, for his love. I'm thankful for his love. Is patient, it's kind, it's long-suffering, it seeks not its own. Blessed be the name of Yah that I know, Deacon Bell. I also thank the Father, Mother Jennifer, I thank the Father tonight for Pastor Dow's dedication. He's very easy to follow. Quitting has never been an option for him. And when you run across someone who doesn't quit and doesn't back down, even with the constant press around him, you know, because Satan is real. And Satan's always got Yah's sheep and the shepherd and his crosshairs. So quitting's not an option. I really, really, really admire that because it builds strength in the nation. So when you speak as he speaks and you're so misunderstood and misrepresented, y'all hear me say that a lot, but it really is the life he lives, you know. So when you're misunderstood and you're misrepresented and you're accused by the brethren in so many minds, but yet still unwavering, you know, Yah alone is his strength. And to everyone who pushes past doubts and fears and voices or uncertainties, misunderstandings, all those things, to really see him for who he is and to see Yah in him, I want to thank you. I thank you so much. The strength that he has, the world didn't give it to him, and the world can't take it away. And to every community following so closely, you're listening, you're watching, you're praying, you're supporting financially, my community, family, my community brethren, even those who travel to communities on Shabbats, on feast days, may Yah bless the fruit of your thoughts. Hallelujah. That is the fruit that you are looking for to prove that you are walking uprightly and that you are his. Hallelujah. Constantly changing your mind and gaining more peace. A special thank you and a shout out to our teacher Shane for nearly 24 years of dedication. I said it on a show before, but him and Deacon Bell, from the early days of the Straightway community, were able to put in their contributions financially, giving, serving, working hard, and putting all into the kitty, into the bucket, just with one heart, one mind. So, hallelujah. Welcome home, Teacher Shane. To my land sisters, thank you for enduring me for so many years. Blessings to Mama Nelly, Sister Summer, Mother Carol, bless y'all. Thank you for your integrity as women of our Shepherd's House, for having speech coupled with fear, knowing what you know, not gossiping, not sharing, not acting out of character in the flesh. For every email you answer, every paper you file, everything you do behind the scenes to get all the things done for our shepherd and for the ministry, just your love of the Father, I thank you. It's not a notice. It's really not. And Mother Jennifer, to Australia, Philippines, all of our family out there, the Netherlands, London, Germany, Trinidad, Kenya, Uganda. Who am I forgetting, Chef?
Australia.
Yep, got Australia. Hey, Goshen, throw them out there. The continent
Hawaii,
of Goshen, Texas, right? Hawaii, Jamaica, Texas. Hey, even little old Kansas City, UK. Yes, all those that live in word and in deed. Hallelujah. Blessed be our Yah for joining us together in unity and in faith. Thank y'all again for tuning in. Hey, tonight we're going to talk about the DMV meeting. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about Passover. I hope those subjects don't bore you. We might get into, we're going to answer emails or take phone calls. We don't know which direction it's going to go. Thanks for your time. Mother Jennifer, share your part.
Yes, ma'am. I want to acknowledge the Most High Yah for just continually keeping me and, you know, for allowing the blood of Jesus to just sustain us and to allow us to be invited to the Passover. Years ago, before the faith, I had no idea about the Passover at all. So it's an honor to be in His way and to just be in His righteousness and to learn about what He has for us, to learn His plan for us and not just go about our own ways. So I'm really blessed to be in this way, to be in this faith, and to just follow Him. I want to acknowledge my elder, my husband, Elder Rufus, you know, and his submission, his full submission to Yah, his full submission to our shepherd, Pastor Dow. There truly is something special going on here in Georgia that the Most High Yah is doing. The Father is creating such a great bond between us sisters and between the brothers like we've never seen before, and it's all from following the steps of our shepherd. And I want to acknowledge our shepherd, Pastor Dow, for strengthening the men, for teaching men how to be men, because I'm seeing that the men are being strengthened and the women are actually learning their true roles because of that. Because the men are learning who they are, the women can learn who they are, and they can operate in their true roles, and they can just live a delivered life. I'm seeing women being humbled and living in freedom. So bless you, Pastor Dow, and blessings for all your labor. Your lives that you do through the week is very edifying. If you all are not signed up for Patreon, YouTube, Facebook, all of that, you know, even though we know that there's a conspiracy out there to shut the mouth of truth from our pastor, but still, sign up anyway and support him. But blessings to you, Pastor Dow. Thank you so much for your labor, and blessings to your entire family for all the labor that they put in, the selflessness, and we love you all. And that's all I have, Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. We're getting the countdown. Some of y'all might know. I'm like, Chef, do the math. What's our days left here? Hallelujah. To those of you who, 14 days until some of you arrive, March 24th, it's a big day for us. You'll get an armband, you'll get hospitality, you'll get a place to lay your head, great meals, and awesome, awesome fellowship. So look forward to each of you. Don't forget the purpose and the intention that we're together, and through the blood of the Messiah, we're able to have each other and even have our fellowship. As Pastor said, come ready to praise, come ready to be grateful. To those who have shipped items, thank you. We're receiving them. Thank you from home base. On behalf of all of us, thank you so much. When it gets close, if you've never been here before, when it gets close to March 24th and you're traveling, typically, I'll give a blueprint of what people do when they get close. There's a Walmart on Highway 52 bypass that you would type into your GPS. And once you get to Walmart in Lafayette, Tennessee, on Highway 52 bypass, you can give us a call to get directions straight here and the best route. Some GPSs send you other directions, send you the wrong direction, or some of you just might not even get phone service or have poor service in order to contact past that point. So it is something that we share. Remember all the awesome items that will be at our store as usual. We got T-shirts. We got Karel, we got Zion's Virtue, Mother's Herbal Instincts, I hope. She'll be there as well, B2G. Soaps, health and body aids for all my sisters, families, children. And, hey, even my sister Susie is bringing Korean yarn sponges. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of her Korean yarn sponges, okay? So you have to check them out. The store is going to be, what, 25th or maybe the 29th, something like that. Don't fault me if I'm wrong. But it'll be announced. You'll have an itinerary. You'll have it all laid out. Tons of time for one another, for the Father, for prayer, for praise, everything you'll need. So to my community sisters out there that are bringing any cold items, please contact Sister Jordan, all right? I asked Sister Jordan to be in charge of the receiving end of cold items this year, and Carolina will be meeting you at the refrigerator, Chuck, to accept those cold items. So many other fun facts I can share about the feast. Maybe I can go on my little few-minute spill. What do you say, Mother Jennifer? Anything, any announcements from you before I do?
No, I think we need to hear it. I think this is good. Go on.
Hallelujah. I'm like, hey, I got some numbers coming to me. Let me share. Give or take a few here and there. If I'm wrong, my sisters are going to get me later. But foot washing service, for example, we're going to send up 175 gallons of water. 175 gallons of water. So we've got to coordinate that. If you want to bring your own hand towel, you can. We do supply, but it is something that that sisters do. It's an option. Bring your own hand towel. Fresh oven baked bread. We always make it fresh for the Passover. That's Granny Diane. Mother Jennifer, who else is it? You're on the team. How many years have you made unleavened bread, and how long is that process? Tell us a little bit.
This will be, I believe it'll be my fourth year on the team. And, you know, when we started out, the process took probably about 5 to 6 hours. Before that, before I came along, Granny Diane would actually stay up all night by herself making the Passover bread. So now it's a bit easier. We do it, we start about midnight, the night before, because we want the bread to be fresh. And I think we'll be able to make it all, have everything done within a 3 to 4 hour span. The team is larger this year. I know, I think we have a team of maybe four, not too many, but we have just enough. So it's an honor to actually be trusted to make the Passover bread. And it's an honor to be considered to help out. It's just, it really is exciting for me. So bless Granny Diane. You know, as I'm helping her, I'm thinking, man, she did this all by herself for, you know, this many years, and no complaint at all. Just always wanting to serve the saints, want everything to be exactly the way it should be. So it's just a manifestation of her love and hospitality. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. Thank you again to communities, each of you that are involved in bringing anything. You've always made it very easy. You've always just truly laid yourself out there, like, what can we bring, what can we do? And with the Feast of Passover and Unleavened Bread, which is a seven-day celebration where we actually eat unleavened bread continually, at least once a day, we have other communities involved. And each of them will bring 1,000 unleavened breads. And 1,000 is not quite enough for one meal. So you can see why them bringing it is so important, because our ovens cannot whip out the capacity that we need, although our ovens are coordinated perfectly, pans are counted and coordinated perfectly, and there's always bumps, but I like the bumps because it coaches and it teaches so much. I don't like, you know, it's never gonna be perfect. It's gonna end perfect, right? So each day, each cook needs to adjust and count and move and shake. And, you know, those who are direct, those who are submit as if you were the director. It goes really smooth. So the elders, of course, always handle matters with integrity, you know, during the feast, anything they have going on. It's one of the only times in a full year that they actually all get to come together and see each other at one location. So that's nice. We have van drivers, 15 passenger van drivers that coordinate trips up and down our locations. So we have a hill, we call it a hill, and we have a chow hall at the top of the hill. We have a tabernacle at the top of the hill, and at the bottom we have a dining hall. And we have tents on both locations. So there's drivers coordinating. Last year we had a 7 a.m. pickup every morning all through, I'll say last year, but Feast of Tabernacles. So 7 a.m. pickup, my brother Jason, bless him there in Texas. He picked us up every morning at 7 a.m., brought my serving team up. And then every evening, same thing, 2 p.m., brought us up every day. Never missed, never was late. And that's a commitment. you know, because you're up late fellowshipping the night before or whatever his scenario was. He never dropped the ball, never. There's constant demands on the refrigerator choke. If y'all can imagine, we have a 18-wheeler that we run as a refrigerator choke. It is a refrigerator, 18-wheeler. And it is wall-to-wall, front-to-back, up, high, stacked, everything imaginable from produce to flour to hundreds of dozens of eggs, anything imaginable. And so they coordinate, you know, here's your dairy department, here's your meats, here's this day, this bread, everything's labeled, coordinated, moved in and out. We use up to 40 gallons of tea at a dinner, so 25 or more gallons of water at a dinner, over 1,000 rolls of toilet paper in a four-day span, of course, over 4,000 spoons and forks in a four-day time period. We'll probably use up to 2,000 pounds of chicken. It's a good guess. We usually get around that mark. This year, according to menu, we'll have 300 to 500 pounds of beef, maybe on the lower side, maybe 300, taking guesses early on just based on when you get here and we see the quantity we need. We adjust from day one. We use probably 20 gallons of coffee per breakfast every morning. We have anywhere from 8 to, last year we had some 16 days, right, Alex? 8 to 12 to 16 sisters on a shift schedule up at the chow hall. So I actually coordinate 4 food runners down the hill, which run in and out of the kitchen, constantly filling the bar while others are waiting in line. They work with the cook, getting pans out of the kitchen onto the bar. And then up the hill in the chow hall, we have 8, 10, 12, whatever we need, sisters that we actually have to coordinate ahead of time. So we get availability per sisters that are arriving, per who wants to help or who can. And we roll it every day, every shift. Dishes never stop. You know, you could say, well, they go from 4 a.m. this morning all the way to midnight. There might be an hour break or maybe a two-hour break. Honestly, it's from sunup, sundown. Our dishes, our sinks are rolling. Trash pickup is 3 times a day. We have classes sometimes. We have snack every night. We pass out armbands. Sister Amara helped me last year. We set out at the tent handing out armbands, delegating meal times, which is very important, might I add, because you don't want anyone to not get fed, and so you don't want to overpopulate your facility. So it's coordinated according to arrival, right? So when you arrive, you get a certain color. We hit our maximum amount, and then we start passing out another color, and then it gets tricky when you all start leaving and going home, right? And then some people leave from the first time shift. Some leave from the second. We have to file back down, choose the best day of consolidating, going back into our smaller facility down the hill. So there's a lot to it, and it's a joy to be a part of. Everyone here shifts right into the goal, I mean, into the role that they should be in. We have a playground. It's a really nice place for mothers and children. We've needed it ever since our brethren here built it. It's very, very, very beautiful. And, you know, please watch your children. Just observe the sisters that work together to watch their children. You kind of see the network of how it rolls, you know, really coordinate and watch your children and communicate. Come to learn, you know, come grateful and come clean. Come clean, stay clean. Don't come knowing much, come learning much. Hallelujah. And if you're unable to send a gift receipt in your box, it's okay. We've had some calls about it. It is our, let me explain the gift receipt for a moment. When you select that you would like a gift receipt, thanks to Sister Alex explaining this to me, by the way, when you put a gift receipt in the box with the things, the items, then we're going to get an in-store credit if something's wrong, if we have to return it, if it's busted, et cetera, we're going to get a new item. It's not going to go accredited to your account. And so gift receipts also help us know where it came from. So that if you call and you say, did you receive my package, we would have it written down. So if we had a pack and slip or a gift receipt in the box, Carolina opens almost 100% of all boxes and files all that away. She does a phenomenal job in our storage room year-round, specifically at the feast when we're receiving so much mass amounts. Any boxes that are sent to the mailing address, brothers pick it up, sisters pick it up, anyone leaving the land pick it up, so we coordinate post office stops and travels. It just flows smooth. It's just very natural for us to serve one another. Hallelujah. So any thoughts, anything to add, Mother Jennifer? That's kind of all on my mind right there for Passover.
You did touch on it, but I want to really stress, you brought up a really good point about children, you know, making sure that you are watching your children. You cannot allow your children to roam around the land unattended. You know, when you get to the land, you are going to realize that there's so much peace there. You're going to feel so safe, but you still need to make sure that you are watching your children, because what happens is children can tend to get into things. You know, they could get into things that they may not understand, and you just want to make sure that you're supervising them at all times and that you are sharing the rules with them as you learn them. You know, there's going to be a lot of information given out during orientation, and so you need to make sure that you can translate that information to your children, make sure they fully understand. We're given information at orientation for a reason. So you will learn everything that you need to know within that time with Pastor Dow during orientation. It's very important to be there. So if he announces that orientation is going to be on a specific day at a specific time, you need to make sure that you're there. If you've signed up for a duty, a cleaning duty, you need to make sure that you are there at that time. Don't show up late. If you are given a certain meal time, you need to make sure that you are there for that meal time. Don't take it upon yourself to take the liberty to show up at another time. All these things have all been accounted for. So if you are told you are eating at 2, don't show up at 4. If you miss the 2 o'clock, then it's just something that's on you. So please, 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 Straightway is going through so much to make sure that that everyone is taken care of while on the land, you know. And Sister Ashley, how many people do we have on the books that you know of?
Currently, Mama Vicky's book says 850, and she does count all the way down to small children, so 850 is her number.
850. So I could not imagine planning for 850 people. I was on the phone with Sister Ashley the other day, and I said, you know, we were just tightening some things up on the items that Georgia is scheduled to bring, and I said, you know, we're in charge of this little bit right here, and I couldn't imagine being in charge of the whole thing. So bless y'all Straightway. Bless you all, because what you all do is so important. It really is, and it's so easy to forget that when you sit down at the table and you drink a cup of iced tea, you don't think about what goes into making that iced tea. When you sit down on the porta potty, you don't think about what goes into making sure that porta potty stays clean. So it's so easy to forget the things that we consider small. So let's just all be mindful. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. And thank you to those who are mindful. There really are a lot of you. And Sister Nicole Moore is committed to making the tea. She brings it every Sabbath already. That's been her responsibility for some time. So she whips out that many gallons of tea a day for us. We have a team that carries up all the food and then carries it back down, dirty dishes and trash. You know, we have a team that coordinates carrying water and tea, or carrying wood to the smoker when we use the smoker. Deacon coordinates that. Of course, Brother Scott, Elder Becker, all the brethren here are really committed to working together. It goes wonderfully. Offlanders bring the desserts for both Sabbaths, all Sabbaths, year-round. Wonderful job from Sister Lisa, Sister Ajali. To those who are committed, thank you so much. To those who make their job easy or lighter or volunteer, who you know, pour your heart into your desserts, thank you. It doesn't go unnoticed. To everyone who volunteers to clean when you get here, there'll be sign-ups as usual. Nothing's changed, but you know it is wise for us to talk about these things for the newcomers. So to everyone who's oldcomer, and, you know, I shouldn't say oldcomer, an old shoe, you know the routine. I hope we don't bore you. It's just necessary. So Mama Nellie does have some Israelite advisory shirts. She does have some shield shirts. Hallelujah. If you're interested in the T-shirts, you can. If you're coming, you get dibs, okay? So she's not mailing any out. All right, I'm not making that announcement that you guys would, you know, want a shirt if you weren't able to make it. She's gonna be available, or the shirts are gonna be available to those who come, and that's her goal. So I like that. That's good. Okay, I want to share this special thank you to Sonia Crago. Sonia Crago taught me this, and I want to share with you. And I'll try my best. You can give me a 1 to 10. My Sonia, let's see, thanks for doing. Oh, and Diane says, thanks to those that do airport runs. You got that right. So Elder Becker coordinates airport runs. Let me tell you, that is a logistical nightmare in itself. It can be. It's not. It can be. But, you know, you have someone arriving, someone leaving, someone going, someone needing gas money, right, someone in the middle of the night, someone early in the morning, someone needing a car seat or not, you know, things like that. What vehicle? Hallelujah. And remember last year, my sisters, last year that chore list was shy. I ain't gonna say last year. It's really, really, really been a pattern. And I passed that chore list. You can put a bullseye on my forehead if you want to. I passed the list to our mothers last year when they were doing a meeting. Just slipped it to them, you know, that's it, so that they could mention it if they want to. And they showed everybody how blank it really was. So let's step it up, my sisters. A lot of even what we do, actually, as sisters, is we'll serve or we'll be there and we'll show up, but often our names aren't there, too. So don't think I don't consider that, too, because there's a lot of people that will just pop into the kitchen, you know, knock stuff out, show up, help out. So we definitely have those volunteers. But if you are going to be a part of us, please sign up as much as possible. Coordinate childcare if necessary. Small children don't come into the kitchen. But there are enough jobs throughout the land that you can keep yourself busy. For us, we stay busy. Every sister here, every brother here is busy. It's a reasonable service to you. And we just appreciate your gratefulness and returning the favor. So back to my Sonia Crago. She's been a great sister to me for a long time. And she had told me about an app that you can get on your phone or and even a .com that I actually went behind her to try to formulate how she spoke it so well to me, this app, okay? It's about finding clean and unclean alcohol, all right, liquor, wine, ciders, beers, et cetera. And so she explained it very well to me, and I wanted to be able to explain it to any of y'all that may want to use it. You can get this app on your phone. It's called Barnivore. Okay, just like carnivore for those who are meat eaters, but with a B, okay, Barnivore. It's an app that tells you whether it's a vegan alcohol item or not. Okay, so if you type in, it says find booze. That's what it does on their website. It says find your booze. So you type in what you're looking for, no matter what it is, it'll pull it up. Now, if it tells you that it's not clean or not vegan friendly, it'll also tell you why. And the why will tell you if it's, according to our law, clean or not. I'll give you an example. If something is not vegan friendly, you must look behind it because it still might be clean, right? Because vegans abstain from more than just those who follow the dietary laws, if that makes sense. So you still, it can coordinate you in the right way, though, right? So we've recently found out quite a few wines, many wines, are unclean. So if you want to dive into that, you want to see what you're bringing or consider what you're bringing before you do, it's an awesome app to check out. And kind of, it's a mobile-friendly format, so you just kind of, you know, learn how to work it out. So it usually has the contact information of the company if you wanted to ask questions or if you wanted to send an email, but it really just has a small statement. When you find the liquor or the beer that you're looking for, it'll have a small statement of why it's considered vegan-friendly or not. And in that description, you'll be able to say, oh, okay, vegans can't drink this, but I can, okay? Like she told me, even for example, honey. You know, honey might not be vegan friendly, but we wouldn't abstain from something as a dietary law, okay? Holly, I like that tip, so I wanted to share it to anyone who might want to get that. Yes, phone lines are open. We want to hear about DMV. We want to hear about the Jawbones Rising Conference that just went down. I wasn't there. I'd love to hear the feedback. And so many people, women, those who follow the channel that weren't there, they would love the stories and testimonies too. You know, let us be partakers in your joy. Rejoice with you. We asked earlier, Mother Jennifer contacted some sisters via the group and got some emails. So we're going to take a
a phone call that we're also waiting on. Hallelujah. And once we read her email a little bit later on, we'll pull her up, Sister Batzion. We're going to pull her up later on. She knows that we want to talk to her. Got a phone call already. Let me go to my phone call, and then we'll go to your first email. Well, Jennifer, let's see how the show rolls tonight. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Hallelujah. Thanks to everybody again for listening, for your time. Here we go to area code 540. 540, you're live on Sister to Sister. Shalom.
Shalom. Can you hear
me? Bless you. You're very loud and clear. Thank you for speaking up. Who are we speaking to?
Hallelujah. This is Sister Carly Beard from Straightway DMV.
Hi, Carly. What's on your heart? Share your experience or why you called.
Well, I have my daughter here with me as well. She has a testimony as well. But I just wanted to call in and just give the glory to Yah. We went into this conference with great expectation, and as always, Yah always exceeds our standards or what we're expecting in a situation. I know y'all had specified to send in the email if you had gotten healing, but I didn't get healing. I still sent an email to make sure, you know, everything was good. But anyhow, sorry. I went into the conference expecting to get deliverance from bitterness and rejection. I know that was something that was really stressed that us women need to start with as far as getting deliverance. But I had no idea when I started getting deliverance exactly what I would be getting delivered from. Auntie, she worked with me, and I'm so grateful, you know, for her. The spirit moved in her, so that way she knew exactly what to call out. And I got deliverance from bitterness and rejection and from the spirit of pride and from the spirit of fear. And a while ago, Pastor Corey had done a spiritual warfare call, and I had gotten filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. I had allowed the Hasatan to tell me that I wasn't really speaking in tongues, and he really diverted me from practicing and, you know, working on not just speaking in baby tongues, but full-blown, comfortably and confidently. So I haven't really done it since then. At the conference, I was refilled with the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. So that's really my testimony. I just wanted to come on and just share that. My master's oldest boy child, he's 10, and Brother Isaiah and Brother Joshua, Pastor Corey's oldest seed, worked with him, and he got delivered from the spirit of fear, and then he spoke in tongues. So, hallelujah, and I'm going to pass the phone over to Gabby so she can go ahead and share her testimony as well.
Hallelujah. We're blowing the trumpet for you while we wait on Gabby. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Gabby, you there?
Bless you.
Bless you. We hear you. Talk to us.
At the conference, I came in expecting to get deliverance. I fasted. I prayed. I did my due diligence, and Mama Nelly worked with me. I was delivered from the spirit, bitterness, and rejection.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the mothers and all the sisters there really poured into me. It was a blessing to be able to have older women in Israel who had been in the faith longer than me, for them to give me their wisdom and knowledge. Even if it was only for like 2 days, it was still a wonderful experience. And Yah definitely exceeded my expectations.
Hallelujah. I love your heart and the speech you just gave me. That's very foreign to your generation to admire the aged women and the counsel they give you. Thank you for your humility.
Oh, thank you, my sister, for all the wisdom that you spread.
Hallelujah. To Yah be the glory. Do you know you have a sister from Kenya listening to you tonight? She's listening to every call. Kenya, Sister Hannah says hi and blessings to everyone. Can you tell her shalom?
Shalom. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Sister Hannah, you got a big family waiting to see you. Hallelujah. Whether on this side or resurrection morning, my sister. Sister Gabby, thank you for calling. You keep obeying, okay? Following, running for your life.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Is anyone else in your family speaking, or are we finished?
I had one more thing to add. So the day before the conference, Shepherd had come into town, and we hosted the whole Straightway family that had traveled with him. And the Hasatan tried so hard to keep me from being, not only just getting there, but from being in the right spirit. That morning when I woke up, I had a serious, as Shepherd calls it, a disturbance in my head region. And on the way there, my master prayed for me, and he rebuked the spirit of headache, and the headache left. Well, when we got there, we were, running around trying to get everything prepared, make sure, that way when the saints got there, we could serve them to the best of our ability. And I started to feel, I guess it would be like a spirit of anxiety, but I started feeling very lightheaded, very hot, like I was about to faint. And my master told me, he said, Mother Carol and them had just been there probably about an hour or so, and he told me, hey, go speak to the mothers, And I went and stood next to Mother Carol, and literally just being next to her calmed my spirit. And then she laid hands on me, and I was 100% for the rest of the night, all praises to the Most High. But I really wanted to share that because that was so profound to me. Just not only her nature being able to call me, or the spirit dwelling within her being able to call me, but she laid hands on me. She cared about me enough to stop what she was doing and to make sure that I was okay. And that was such a beautiful thing for me, So I wanted to share that little bit, and that's all that we had. I'm so grateful to be here and to be able to share this, and hopefully it may edify somebody else. So hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. You made me think of a scripture. Thanks for calling in. Bless your husband, your entire house. Thank you for following. Stand, okay? Stand by staying on your knees.
Yes, my sister.
Bless you. Hallelujah. Good call. Good way to start it off. Hey, Mother Jennifer, real quick before you go to your email, if you wonder what would it be about Mother Carol that would just calm someone else's spirit, of course, the reverence that she has in her heart for Mother Carol, but also 1 Corinthians 13:5-5, charity, speaking of love. Love, all right? Y'all listen for a second. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envies not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. Verse 5, here was my key. It does not behave itself unseemingly. It seeks not her own. Is not easily provoked and thinks no evil. It's the spirit of love that allows gifts, compassion, mercy, understanding, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. It rejoices not in iniquity. It rejoices only in the truth and in the presence of love. No matter what vessel is carrying that love, it will calm your storm. Mother Jennifer?
Hallelujah. The beautiful thing, Sister Ashley, is when you look at Sister Gabby talked about the aged women. And when you look at the women who were serving at the conference, the only motive, the only desire was to go serve, to go and serve and to go help. It had nothing to do with them. It was all about the Most High Yah. And that is a beautiful thing when women can truly be at that point, because we've learned so differently in the world. But to live such a selfless life where you are willing to pour into whomever needs it, to operate in love no matter what, that is just such a beautiful testimony. And I wanted to say, Sister Ashley, that, you know, the report that I received from Elder on the service of Sister Batzion and her team, you know, the service that took place there from the brothers and the sisters was just top-notch. You know, Elder said it's like something that I've rarely seen before. Everybody worked together very well. It was very well organized. Everybody was taken care of. The fellowship was enjoyed, and I just want to say thank you so much for taking care of the Straightway family, and bless you all. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Let's go to our first email. It's along those lines. Sister T, go ahead.
It says, blessings to you, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. I would love to share my beautiful experience of the conference. First off, I have such a brand new respect for every community that hosts such large numbers of saints every week. I really thought I knew, but I really had no idea about all the planning, prepping, and details that go into it. I learned so much about teamwork, myself, sisterhood, and paying attention to details. I'm so proud of my brothers and sisters of DMV. Everyone stepped up and worked so hard. It was such a beautiful time we shared. Challenging for me, but beautiful. Hallelujah. The atmosphere was beautiful in that place. As soon as Shepherd spoke, I knew something incredible was going to happen. I got to hear the incredible testimonies of healing. Of course, I witnessed demons being cast out. I got much-needed deliverance and counseling. Thank you to Mother Carol, Mama Nellie, Sister Summer, Auntie, Sister Bonnie, Mama Jaja, Sister Gabby, and all the sisters who labored with us during deliverance. They really poured into us and also helped us by serving the brothers. Such true examples of servants. I'm so thankful for our shepherd and all of our leaders for their labor of love. The White House security don't have nothing on our security team. I was feeling so important because everywhere I looked, there was security. Even going to the restrooms, our security team was looking out for the sisters. I could go on and on about how wonderful this conference was and how grateful I am to be a part of the Straightway family, the best ministry on earth. Thank you, Shepherd, and all of our leaders for feeding the Father's sheep. Thank you, Brother Yashar, and all of my DMV family. I'm so blessed to be a part of the fellowship. Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing me to share. Blessings to your master's household. Hallelujah. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. I lost a phone call. Please call back. It wasn't on my end. You just dropped off. Anything to add, Mother Jennifer, before you go on to the next email?
No, it's my sentiments exactly. You know, she's blessed by, you know, Straightway being there, and Straightway was blessed by by her service. So it looks like everybody was just reciprocating, and everybody was blessed. So it really is an honor. I'm going to go to the next one. It says, truly to Yah be the glory. Giving honor to my head, Brother Collins Jones, and leadership, Brother Gideon and Sister Bridget of Straightway, North Carolina. Blessings upon Pastor Dow, Pastor Corey, and all the elders and teachers of this wonderful and righteous assembly called Straightway Truth Ministries. Shalom, and thank you for an opportunity to share my experience with Yahweh. I will explain as simply as I can. I walked into the healing line expecting healing on one thing, and Yahweh saw different to heal me of another. I did not know my right leg was longer than my left. I did not know one hip was higher than the other side. Pastor Dow had me to sit in a chair and had a sister to help hold my legs up and together, and for the first time, I saw what I had never seen. My right leg was longer than the other. I was mind blown. After that, everything seemed to be going so fast. The sister guided my legs down and then up. Even my legs were even. And for me, Yah moved, even for me. Instant boost in faith. I was speechless. I walked away with no more pain. I'm able to touch my toes with no problem. Since then, I've not woken up in the middle of the night from pain. All I can say is hallelujah, glory to the Most High Yah, hallelujah. He knows what is best for me, I will not lean to my own understanding, and I'll stand firm in his healing that Yahweh has given me, and I will not yield to Satan trying to tell me otherwise. Thank you for this opportunity. Blessings upon you and your master's household, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. Shalom. Sister
Hallelujah.
Ashley?
Let's sound that trumpet. All blessings be the name of Yah. Hallelujah. Y'all, if y'all hear a delay in my trumpet, it is my trumpet blower, Sakina. Hallelujah. Messing the flow of the whole show up. Giving pauses. Glory. Got to give her a hard time, y'all. It was she was clicking. It was not on our end. Oftentimes, we would click it right at that perfect moment, and Blog Talk just don't take our click. So she's in there, click, 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 click. I'm hearing the clicks. Y'all ain't hearing no trumpet at all. But, hallelujah. Beautiful. Let's go. We got another email. Let's go to it. Number three.
All right. Says, I want to take a moment to use my words of my testimony to glorify our Abba Yah. I am part of the Straightway DMV Home Assembly, and I was present there for the conference. I am truly humbled and grateful to profess I received my first deliverance since coming to the faith last July. Mother Carol was my deliverance worker at the conference, and I was second in line. When it came to be my turn, I started to get up, but then she asked if another sister could go before me. I, of course, told her yes. And all of a sudden, I heard Yah urge me to start confessing and repenting while I waited. That I needed that time, and I needed to be so desperate. I remember praying to him and begging him to deliver me, along with confessing and repenting for everything I could think of that I may have not previously. When the sister in front of me finished, I sat down with Mother, and as soon as we made eye contact, she asked me, what are we going after today? I told her that I was open to her discernment, but that I had been so deeply hurt and experienced so much repeated trauma all throughout my childhood and teenage years that it actually made me sick. I couldn't be in a room at night in the dark without feeling eyes on me. Orbs were following me around, and I had debilitating anxiety. I lived in constant fear with a fight-or-flight tendency that affected all aspects of my life, from being a wife, mother, friend, and sister. I struggled with issues pertaining to Jezebel and my family being deep into witchcraft and gypsies. She then asked me if I had truly forgiven everyone in my heart, every single one of them who had hurt me. As she was looking at me, my chin and lips started to quiver, and the tears began running from my eyes. I told her yes, and as soon as I got that word out, I lost control of my body. She helped me and began commanding the demons to leave my body in Jesus' name. Those demons were trying everything they could to get away by clawing myself across it and crying a soul-wrenching scream and screaming that seemed to come from the innermost core of my body. All of a sudden, I felt a hard mass of air come from my stomach to my throat, and the demons came out in under 5 minutes that had tormented me for my entire life. I remember, as soon as the demons came out, I immediately gave Mother the biggest hug and in her arms just started praising and thanking Yah while crying, and she praised and prayed in tongues. That was a beautiful moment in time that I'll never forget. That night after the conference, I remember saying in conversation that my life would never be the same, that this was the first day of the rest of my life, and that has proved to be spot on. Since the conference, I have walked in a newness of life and peace that I never knew in this life could be possible. I'm such a new woman that I've actually had to take time to re-get to know who I really am. I am no longer quick to anger, quick to speak, quick to challenge, quick to shut down. I'm no longer fighting depression, anxiety, anger, bitterness, and Jezebel traits and characteristics. I am full of love, patience, and desire to serve my husband, raise my children, and serve Yah's people. my family in a much higher standard of excellence. My sister even came up to me and commented how my actual faith changed after my deliverance and was so clear and bright. I can't believe I walked 28 years of my life thinking that demonic bondage was just how I was and that those were all my own thoughts and actions. I proclaim to you my chains of bondage have been broken, and I proclaim to you and the entire world I am free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yah, and thank you, Straightway Ministries, my true Yah-given family, for giving me a new beginning. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. That's it.
Hallelujah. Well, you heard from us, and you heard from Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, how love behaves itself, right? So let's go to Acts 8. How do these unclean spirits behave themselves? You got the same pattern in Acts 8. We're going to go to verse 4, read all the way to 8. I'm going to read it to you, and it's got the same pattern of what we're hearing tonight. Okay, so you got these men that are preaching the word, and they went down into this area in Virginia, in the DMV area. And Acts 8:4 says, therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria. Okay, two different cities, DMV, Samaria. All right, but it says here, Philip preached Christ unto them. And the people, with one accord, gave heed unto the things that Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Okay, so it's Bible. What you saw in DMV, what you hear us speak, it's Bible. But how do these unclean spirits behave? How do they behave themselves? It says in verse 7, unclean spirits crying with loud voices came out of many that were possessed with them. Many were taken, many were lame, and they were healed. And there was a great joy in that city. All right, so the joy on that day was definitely at that meeting. The miracles were definitely done by the people that follow Shepherd, who has taught them how to walk in the power that he walks in and taught them how to administer those gifts. Hallelujah. So blessed be the name of Yah. You see the difference. The thing, like she said, hey, for 28 years, I blamed my behavior on just how I was. This is just how I behave, right? But then they cry out with a loud voice, and they tell you what kingdom they're of, right? Paul said, not Paul, David, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. So it is, your behavior is going to determine what is guiding you, what's guiding your members, you know? And let's see, 1 Timothy. If I tarry long, you may know how you ought to behave yourself in the house of Yah. That's what he says. Just the church of the living Yah, the pillar and the ground of truth. So if I do these things, that's not relevant for the show, but you can find that word behave throughout the word. You see how the spirit behaves itself. When you go to these meetings, you see them online, you watch them in the videos. You can pull up DMV Dry Bones Rising Conference live. It was streamed on Pastor Dow's channel, for example. You can watch that stream live. Okay, it's 3 hours, 50 minutes, maybe almost 4 hours. You can see the behavior. The behavior is different. Our the spirit of love, the healing and miracles is different than anything you're going to see anywhere else. If you've ever witnessed all those shows, right, and I call it a show, you know, Mother Jennifer, I saw a testimony, this was years ago, of a pastor. You know, he had the title, he had come out of what he was working in behind the scenes. This man was called to do miracles, but he was calling on demonic entities and power, and he was explaining it in this video how really easy it was for him to do, and he became greatly convicted. When he would be behind the scenes before a meeting or somewhere, we say meeting, that's a more modest term for, hey, we're just preaching the word to those who have the ears to hear. They have these huge, huge events where thousands of people come, and he would be behind the door waiting to come out, bowed down to images, summoning spirits and powers, you know, calling forth wind to do this and air to do that, and you know, speaking all these things. And so when you see the dynamic of the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, that is evident in this ministry, there's a very drastic difference because it behaves itself very seemingly with love, modesty, and order. The only thing you see is the kingdom of Satan stir up, you know, demons crying out with a loud voice. So I know it might be foreign for some of you to hear or to even see, but think about those things. Think about that dynamic of what the love that is carried to these meetings and the truth that is present there stirs up Satan's kingdom. Hallelujah. So just a different dynamic. Mother Jennifer, your thoughts?
You know, Sister Ashley, it's interesting that, you know, this ministry gets accused of so many things. And, you know, this is the ministry that's actually doing the work of the kingdom. And just like you had the Pharisees accusing the Messiah of, you know, of working through Satan, you know, this is Satan casting out Satan. And, you know, just the craziest things. And this is what the world does to us as well. And so this is how you know that we are on the right side of this, because the work is being done. Even when Pastor talked about, you know, what the signs are that will follow them that believe. And I think it's awesome that he talks about, you know, the scripture. These are the signs that will follow. But then he goes into actually showing those signs. So it's actually backing up the point or the fact that, you know, Straightway is operating in Yah's power. It's not just something that's talked about. It's something that's actually shown. And I really don't know of too many other of people or ministries that can actually do that. Sister Ashley?
Well said. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to a break. It's a three-minute song we've been playing the past few weeks. It's a beautiful song, so our sister Batian can go ahead and call in, get in that caller queue. We'll read your email. We'll talk to you for a moment. Thanks to everyone who wrote emails. If we get to them all or if we don't, bless you. Thank you for your time. May y'all be praised. We do rejoice with you. So Batian, bless you. Love to hear from you. Go ahead and call in. We'll be right back.
It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises
that word
unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of ten strings, upon a psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, O Yah, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in thy hand. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name. Those that planted in the house of Yah shall flourish in the courts of Yah. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that Yah is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name. Some are praise to sing with our voice and string. Some are praise
Yahweh,
some are praise
Yahweh,
some are praise
Yahweh,
praise Him. He is the Elohim of the Israelites. He is Yahweh, our sovereign King. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing
Hallelujah. I hope you enjoyed our two-song break. A little humor in the background while it was. And Mother Jennifer, bless you. Are you still there for me?
Yes, I'm here, Sister Ashley. I wanted to say I've enjoyed every single song that we've had for created for this broadcast. So it was a blessing to hear those. Thank you for playing them.
Yes, I enjoy them too. I really, really do. Sister Shalaya is one of our song. What's a good, our singer. She's just a singer.
Yeah.
What can you say? She does a great job. Her husband does a, yes, a songist. Her husband does a great job with the music. Y'all can hear them. Go to Straightway South Carolina, Straightway SC, and you can find their music. They got a playlist. I think everyone has their songs on their playlist if they're old shoe. So if it's new to you, you can find them there. There is no other link to this song because this song was going to be our new intro, and we were split 50-50 by the Jennifer between those who love the old one so much that they didn't want it. Passed by or forgotten or lost. It's like that sister to sister song, you know, is really monumental during their week. And then the other ones are really jamming to the new song. So I say, you know, we just gonna have to stick it in as a break. Everybody gets their joy. Bastion was not able to call at this time, so let's read her email.
It says, Shalom, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. Blessings to your master's household. I'd like to thank you for the time and effort that you've invested towards our edification week after week. You are appreciated. Sending blessings to Shepherd's household. Also, a thanks to all the saints that came out to DMV. I'm sure many of you already know about my experience from watching the broadcast of the conference. Nevertheless, I walked in gifts of healing for the very first time, and it was a prayer answered for me. You see, earlier that Shabbat morning, I was in prayer asking our Father Yah to use me as a living vessel in any way He would see fit. So I came with expectations of witnessing the Holy Spirit move. This was yet another experience I've had to thank Yah for because it's increased my faith. I am grateful for my Master, Yashar, and Straightway. Bless you, Sister Batzion. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. My sister, if you're listening and you're calling from a different phone number than I have, go ahead and press 1, and then I'll be able to see your number. I've checked the number list and couldn't find you. I know you're listening. You could have stepped away. Anything could have happened. Would have loved to hear from you. If I see you pop up, we'll take your call. But for a moment, we'll just pause and stop with the email. Mother Jennifer, share some of your thoughts as this young woman walked in a gift for the first time. That's definitely fruit from heaven. You know, that's something that heaven sees fit. Yah himself sees fit to place inside of this woman for her own faith, for the edifying of the body, and it's beautiful to hear. What's your thoughts?
You know, you read the passage about love, you know, and the characteristics of love, and we know that the gifts, that they all work through love. And so, you know, when someone is operating in true love, when Yah is you know, has blessed them with his gifts, because you know that it's when you're operating or working in a gift, it's not for you. You're thinking about the body. You're thinking about how you can benefit the body. And so your desire and your prayers are not for yourself. It's for those that are around you. You see people suffering and you don't want them suffering. You want them to be healed. Your motives are, you know, to really see Yah's people set free. So like she said that morning, you know, she had been praying that Yah would use her as a vessel, that he would use her as a vessel. And, you know, how many people really take the time out to pray that he would use you as a vessel? And how many times do you actually see that you are not fit or clean enough to be the vessel and ask him to clean you, you know, ask him to cleanse you, that he can actually move through you and work through you? So I think this is just such a, you know, reading this letter is so very selfless. The focus was not on her. All the glory belongs to the Most High Yah, and the focus is on seeing the people set free. So that's what I think about when I see this. It really is a beautiful thing to be able to learn from the shepherd, to follow the instructions, and because you were ready and your heart was right, Yah saw fit to actually bless someone through you. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. I consider, not that I know the answer at all, but I consider Yah's purpose for allowing himself to move inside of her. He always has a great purpose. He always does it for himself and not, you know, he's not going to do it to a selfish individual. He's going to do it to a sister that, hey, I'm just speaking for a second to y'all to kind of introduce something to your mind. This is not the answer to all gifts or the meaning of them or the purpose or anything, but just think like Yah for a moment and go, if I put this spirit or this gift upon this woman, she's going to, you know, love me, walk in my ways, and others are going to fear me in her. So it's important that as women that we actually acknowledge Yah's workings in each of us, however he may be manifesting, so that you may fear him, right? And I say that because as she is an up-and-coming, can I say head wife, you know, Brother Yashar is leading a small group of brothers and sisters up there, and she's going to have responsibilities that are dumped into her lap that's new for her, and something maybe she didn't even ask for. But at the same time, Yah has a beautiful and wonderful orchestration of why he would show his fruit in her just to even get respect out of the women that are following. So he has a great purpose. Mother Jennifer, anything to add?
Yes, I wanted to say, you know, the women that are under Sister Batzion, it would do you very well to make sure that you support her in any way you can. You know, support Brother Yashar by supporting his Ashaya. More than likely, any direction that you're given from her has come from him. The direction that's come from him has come in from our shepherd, and the direction that's coming from our shepherd has come from Yah. So it's important that that you all support her, and that you all just make sure that you are submitting to the utmost. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Let's pull her up. Sister Batzion, I have you. All right. I'm going to click you. Let's see if we can bring you live. Shalom, my sister, you're live. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Shalom, shalom. Can you hear me?
Yes, very loud, very clear. If you don't remember her face or what she looks like, you have made two debuts on our channel so far. We have an interview that we did with you, Mother Jennifer and I, and we also saw you about 3 hours and 6 minutes in to the DMV Dry Bones Rising Conference. Even before that, we saw you. But we saw you laying hands. Hallelujah. Saw you laying hands on sisters. Tell us something, Sister Batzion. Tell us your heart.
Like you read in the email, I really had a heart that was open towards allowing the Father to move in me. Like this season, the dead season was all about shedding the dead skin, getting that portion of me that I picked up from the world, getting that off of me, shedding it off as much as I possibly can. And it's shown in my appearance. You know, a lot of people haven't seen me in a while, and they've seen how I've changed physically and spiritually in a season. And I was just very grateful for the opportunity for Pastor to call up on me and to ask me to help him with the healing with the sisters that were in line waiting to be healed from him. And
hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm just grateful, very grateful.
Sister Batzion, thank you for being an empty vessel, and I wanna just shift the show into your lap for a moment, Mother Jennifer, so you can ask her anything, pick her brain, and while we have her on the line, just talk your hearts. I'm gonna be listening. Go ahead.
Bless you, Sister Batzion, and I just want to personally thank you for all the planning, the hospitality that has gone into the DMV meeting, making sure that everyone was taken care of. Brother Yashar, thank you for your leading. It truly blessed the saints to just be in your presence, and we just truly appreciate you all. So I wanted to make sure that I told you that personally. But I want to ask you a question because I know that, you know, you you come from the land of Israel. And being here, you know, I know things are different. Being in this ministry, things are different. Tell me, what has it been like adjusting to this ministry, adjusting to this way? You know, we heard a little bit during the conference about the differences of things that you've seen in correlation between the two. So what has it been like adjusting to this ministry and just learning new things?
A scripture comes to mind. I'm sure you're familiar with it. It's Hebrews 5:12 is for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracle of Yah, and are become such as need of milk and not of strong meat. I really experienced that a lot. You know, me being raised, set apart, my parents teaching me that I'm a Hebrew Israelite, and me hearing that all of my life I'm stepping into a point where I have to learn things all over again, you know, things that I may have thought I had down pat, I have to revisit it and question whether or not it was coming from the proper perspective. Not to say that my parents didn't have things figured out. They did the best that they could given what they knew. But the season that we're in now, it's certain things that I have to readjust based on what the Spirit is saying, based on what I'm being led and what my master is teaching me. I'm humble. I've been humble enough to relearn these things and coming just from a clean slate, like I don't know everything. I have to humble myself and be taught, and that's perfectly fine because me being in this position, it allows me the opportunity to grow, and that's a beautiful thing. So Straightway is very enlightening in that way, and being led by the Spirit, and I've learned so much, and I've been taking notes and just know, allowing things to happen in you know, in all decency and order. I see that all the way around the board with Straightway, and the power of the Spirit is here like I've never experienced before. You know, you have Hebrew Israelites that know who they are based on their history, but what about what Yah promised us? What about the fruit of the Spirit? What about deliverance, the thing that I've experienced since I've been here. I have not experienced that at all until I've stepped into this ministry, and I'm just so grateful. I can't say that enough. I'm so grateful to be here.
Hallelujah. I fully understand. A lot of times we say things and it seems redundant, but you truly mean it from the bottom of your heart. And you talked about experiencing Yah's power like you've never experienced it before. You know, you were able to experience his power at this meeting, this past meeting. Tell me, what has that done to your faith? You know, what has it done to your belief in Yah, your respect for him, your fear for him? Tell us about that.
Like I said, it's increased my faith. Just one experience after another. Me experiencing deliverance over and over again. This conference, it was just, it was just another level of pastor digging deeper for people that may not have gotten the picture before in the past. And he does a great job at expressing the words and bringing them to life. And for me, it helped me to pass it on to another person, to get on my knees and look another sister in her eyes and ask her if she believes in Jesus, and to connect with her and feel her belief and my belief. And we connect on that level for me to command her healing forth to move like Pastor had instructed me to do. Words can't even explain. I felt the Spirit move, and my mouth dropped. I'm serving the Most High. I'm just a humble servant with fear, and I'm rejoicing with like trembling. I was shocked, even though my faith was always there, but to see it before your eyes, like, it really elevated everything about me, the true essence of who I am. So, like, let's do this. Whatever you need me for, y'all, I'm filled up. If you want me to turn down my face for the next 2 weeks, I'll do that. If you want me to shave my head, I'm ready. I'm just, like, all in. I will pick up my cross, and I will follow you no matter what it is, because my heart is truly towards the kingdom. And I'm willing and ready to share every bit and pieces, every piece of me, that I could be filled with you and all that you are, and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was very well spoken. I want you to, you know, there's so much love that I hear in your speech, so much love in your heart for God's people. Can you articulate, you know, for us what it's like to, or why it's even important to have that type of love, that type of honor, that type of selflessness, that type of desire for to see your sisters get healed and to see them get set free? You know, why is it important for sisters to learn how to work together? And, you know, let me just preface it by this. We've come from a world that has taught us to work against each other, that the only way that you'll get to the top is if you just are in constant competition with one another. We are never taught to love one another, to work things out. But coming this way and seeing how the Father used you, you're seeing now why it is so important to truly love each other and to fight for each other. Can you just speak on that a little bit, you know, about how we've been raised in this world and versus why it's important now for us to learn how to come together and to not allow bitterness to dwell in our hearts and to just really be selfless and to have desires for our sisters. Can you talk about that a little bit, Sister Batzion?
Yes. I mean, it's a commandment for us to love one another like we love ourselves. And I know that if I'm down and out, if I'm needing something, I want there to be a boatload of sisters there to have my back. And I can feel that, you know, more than ever being here, because I didn't have these type of relationship with girlfriends or sisters or cousins growing up. But I experienced that now with the handful of women that I have here and the sisters that I'm you know, getting to know that are outside of the DMV area. And it's such a beautiful thing. We need one another because we have children to raise. We have examples to set, and we have to be a light unto the Gentiles. And it's extremely important that we come together and do what's necessary and put our feelings aside. And who knows us like we know ourselves. We know that we can be rather emotional. We know that we struggle from day to day being wives and being mothers. And, you know, I know what I want for myself. So I have to be selfless enough to give that to another person because I know that it will be returned unto me. So it's very important to express that and be open enough so that our hearts may be knitted in a way that we can trust each other and we can live as if the Most High, as if it's unto the Most High. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I see it. Everything that I do is unto Yah, whether it's to my sister, to one of the children, to my masters, to one of my brothers. It's all the same, but that relationship with my sister is different. Because you don't see enough of it. Like you said, yes, the world teaches us to be competitive. It teaches us to want to one-up the other. But no, I'm humble enough to sit back and say, if this is where you shine, by all means, shine. I'm over here clapping for you because I know when it's my turn that you're going to do the same for me because it's all love. Yah is love. And that's the example that we have to say as daughters of the Most High, daughters
Hallelujah.
of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I wanted to say, you know, you made a statement about having to relearn, how you had to relearn everything. And I think it takes a woman of great humility to have that understanding, you know, of the fact that you have to relearn. And Sister Ashley said it in the beginning of the broadcast that some come to Straightway to teach and some come to actually learn. And you have put yourself in a position to actually learn. And Yah has honored your heart in that. Bless you. And I don't have any more questions. And thank you just for sharing. I appreciate you sharing your heart. Is there anything else, any other words that you want to share before you go?
I just want to say thank you to Pastor and his household, all of the love that they show. Thank you to Pastor for the hard work, for even putting me in that position to practice my faith or experience what Yah has in store, and to be that vessel that came forth to heal one of the sisters. I'm very grateful for that, for him allowing me or teaching me in that moment. And it's grown me, and I just look forward to the next season. And that's all. That's all I want to say.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, bless everyone. Hallelujah.
Bless you. Y'all have something very special going on there in DMV. And thank you so much for sharing. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Sister Bastiana, I consider the scriptures of humility that come to my mind. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their ways as you have, and hear you, I will hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins. I'll heal their land. I appreciate your speech. This is a type of mature speech that represents the vision of Straightway. And I appreciate your commitment, love, and dedication to the Father. I pray that you never waver. You know, I pray that you learn so much and keep that humility. It also says, because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before Yah, that when you heard his words against you or against life, behavior, etc., you humbled yourself and rent your clothes and you wept. That's 2 Corinthians 34. But he says, I've heard you. I've heard you. And that's a really beautiful love story. I enjoy your speech. I really, really do. That's the kind of speech that that I would love to listen to always and forever. Nothing else, nothing added. So thank you for your call. Very well said. Bless your husband, your daughter for me, my little girl. Bless y'all so much. Thank you for your time.
Bless you. Bless you. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you. Shalom. All right, good night. Yeah. All right, we had an email pop up. Let's go there. Let's see, Mother Jennifer. It came in just a moment ago. Actually, we had two. Do you have your email pulled up? Can you read them? Or would you rather
Let's
me?
Let's see here. Yeah, I do yeah. have them pulled up. Yes,
two.
Ma'am, I got it.
Okay.
Okay, it says, I found out in 2019 that I had scoliosis. Growing up, I always knew something was off with my body from a very young age. I dealt with excruciating nerve and muscle pain. Over the years, I acquired many more injuries due to my imbalance. I got a minor concussion and whiplash in 2012, a right shoulder injury from my spouse in 2016, another major concussion in 2018, and many more injuries that don't apply to the talk tonight. With extra injuries that I accumulated over the years, the nerve pain got worse. There were times when I was blind for hours on end. My migraines got worse. My motor functions were minimal, and the shoulder injury pain loved to reappear out of the blue. It took me 2 years in order to function almost normal after the concussion, even though I still dealt with migraines, impaired vision and motor functions, and major memory loss. All these things combined left me in excruciating pain and often left me immobilized for long periods of time. Last Tabernacle, I received healing at the first deliverance service with Pastor Dow. I was on the ground immediately. Once he started to commanding bones to move, I remember feeling each vertebrae click back into their rightful place. When Pastor got to the hips, it felt as if Yah himself came down, sat right beside me, and kicked my hips back into place. It was instant relief, speeding up to the DMV meeting. I knew that I was healed from my scoliosis, for I felt it, and I was able to move in certain ways that I wasn't able to do before. And after 21 years, I could touch my toes, no pain. I quickly realized very quickly that the only thing that got healed, though, was my spine. The nerves, muscles, ligaments, tendons, etc., did not get the memo. I had many issues, and the pain was back. My mindset going into the meeting was to get the rest of my body to finish healing and to completely heal from my concussions. I explained my situation to Pastor, and he had a sister help me. I don't know how to spell her name. She commanded that things be restored and healed, and she even did something that I forgot I was dealing with. My legs were different lengths. The sister commanded that leg to grow out, and it sure was something to experience. When I was asked to get up, I could instantly tell that I was completely healed of scoliosis. I haven't felt that amazing in never. Pastor then laid hands on my head and commanded healing. He came back with a second dose when he realized my issue with memory. I thanked him, the sister, and Yah. I went to sit down, and I felt so light. I was in a daze for a while, for I was adjusting to my new vision, and I was loving it. I kept praising Yah for healing me. I had an experience two nights ago while I was praying for a sister in the middle of prayer, and all of a sudden, I lost my train of thought and couldn't remember what I had just said. The spirit that I was dealing with started talking to me. It was saying in my voice, "Don't worry, this happens all the time. I have issues with my memory." As soon as I heard that last part, I knew instantly that it was a spirit talking to me, trying to get me to agree. I rebuked it, called it out, and told it, "Pastor rebuked you, and he commanded you out of me. You have to listen to him, and Yah's spirit is in him." The spirit went silent, and 5 seconds later, my memory was restored, and I knew exactly what I had said and where I had left off. I paused my prayer and took a few minutes to praise Yah and to rub it in Satan's face that he had lost before I continued my prayer. I'm so thankful for my healing. I've cried so many tears of joy, and I've spent countless hours rejoicing. Yah is worthy of all the glory, and I love praising him for his miracles. I apologize for a lengthy email, but I wanted to make sure that Yah received all the glory that he deserves and for people to know the complete miracles that he performed and blessed me with. He is worthy. Shalom and blessings. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Never get used to a voice. Never get used to pain. Never accept anything as part of you, especially if it's tormenting, hurting, burning, itching. None of those things, all right? You feel it, it's there, but don't own it, all right? Deny it in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus. Claim Jesus, all right? So you spoke well when you said, "Pastor rebuked you, he commanded you out of me, you listen to him, you have to listen to him and Yah's spirit in him." Yes, I hope that you said in the name of Jesus. Maybe you did, but if you didn't, it's a good point to bring out. Always use Jesus. I teach the little ones. I teach the children. Use Jesus. If that's all you can utter. You feel fear? Raise your hand, I say to my students. Raise your hand you feel fear before. Yes, tell me about it. What'd you do? What would you do different? Right? Pastor Corey also does a great job, as well as Elder Mitch, reaching out to young men, young children, you know, teaching and passing along our heritage, the power of Yah, the power in the name. Hallelujah. These men have traveled, our leaders, our security team, they traveled from far away, hours away, and a special thank you to each of them who took care of one another, who took care of our shepherd. 1 Chronicles 19 says, "Be of good courage and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the cities of our Yah. Let the Lord do that which is good in his sight." And indeed, he did that which was pleasing in his sight on that day in DMV. Thanks to everyone who went, everyone who attended. And you know how grateful Jennifer and I are because his spirit and his gratefulness is in you, right? So we share that likeness, that one mind. We're here for one another. Is there anything we haven't reached to my audience behind me? Anything we haven't announced? You know, with 2 weeks of running, we're not going to have a show on the, would it be next week?
No, the week after.
Oh, week after. Okay. So we got a show next. It'll be the 18th. And that would be our last one, potentially for even 2 weeks, depending on the group of people. You know, we have a large crowd on the 25th, so we're not going live March 25th. And the next one will be April the 1st. If we got a large crowd, I don't know. I'll wait on my instruction. You know, we're humble, reasonable service. We do our reasonable service. So whatever's needed of us. Hallelujah. Consider your behavior.
Spirit.
Consider your behavior. What you got?
Sister Gabrielle Phillips.
Yes.
From KC has the children's book.
Children's
out.
Book. Yes.
Amazon.com.
Children's book.
Spirit.
Will it be
always.
There? Do we know? Let's
yes.
get that information, but will we have
I'll
some published? Yeah. I want some information on your book, Sister Gabby. How many you might have or if you'll be bringing them. Will it be a website only? That's something that I've looked into. I want one of those. So. I wanted to know if your book for children was going to be here at the store or I need to order online, and I would do that and support you. Thanks for your work. Hallelujah. Let's be great mothers. Let's put ourselves to the side and be a great mother, friend, wife, team player. Hallelujah. It's all about Israel and Yah's spirit. Whatever he sees fit, as she even says, as Batzion said, may Yah get the glory. Let him shine. Yes, he chooses how he shines. And, hey, we even had a real short one, Mother Jennifer. I'll say it really quickly. Julia is actually Sister Hope from North Carolina. Sister Bastion, she said she didn't know how to say or pronounce your name correctly, so didn't want to dishonor that, but she wanted to thank you for everything. For you were the one that were holding her legs during healing, and your generosity inside of you and your master's home was very evident. So she said blessings upon you and your master's home. So thank you for representing Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. It means everything. We need more righteous women. We need less foolishness and less foolish talk and chatter, and we need more righteous women. Hallelujah. So I love to hear a woman speak that loves him. There's great humility in your voice. Mother Jennifer, end the show.
Hallelujah, daughters of Zion. Remember that healing is the children's bread, and if you've experienced healing, remember that the Messiah commands to go and sin no more. Shalom.